Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King and Daniel Mangina. Today is Thursday, May the 28th, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time, and wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. We're experiencing some technical difficulties with the live stream today, so hopefully our live streamers will be able to find us, because YouTube, for whatever reason, is kicking out errors to Zoom, and I think it's actually between those two. I don't think it has anything to do with me. So we're now trying to do our live stream to Facebook today, and it looks like it's working, but I'm not sure. So if anybody is actually listening to the live stream and you found us on the Facebook side, throw in a comment. That way we'll know that you're there and that there's something happening. And until that happens, we'll just do a podcast. So
All right.
So how you doing there, Alex? I hear you got some sun today.
As you can see, I'm in my Cabo shade.
You're looking great. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Like you had a good day outside.
It's actually been a couple 2 days. I was at the beach yesterday and then out in the yard today. So That's where all of this came from.
All right. Well, sounds good to me. How you doing there, Daniel?
I'm very good. I'm actually in a different room to
usual
today.
I noticed your background had changed.
Yeah, Olga's on my desk, so I actually get to look out. I don't know if you're going
to
see it.
Oh, that's awful. Having
that,
to look
hurts.
At that.
That hurts. That hurts, man. That's not cool.
Sorry.
Beach and seashore. Yeah, who wants that?
I can't
that?
Wait for you to move. Ooh.
No, the more people talk about it, the less likely it is to happen. Sorry.
I reject that.
Well, remember you told me last time. You told me last time that you're not speaking. You're not speaking into my life anymore.
No, I can't. Damn it.
I'm not going to have that one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, fine.
But really good day. The weather's delightful. I can see right out. And I've been seeing whales recently. I think because there's no boats,
the
whales are coming in a lot closer. So we saw a whale do a dive.
Aww.
Right there. So it's
I love whales.
Yeah.
Sounds like a beautiful thing. I didn't actually have a whole lot of opportunity to be outside today, but I did get out for my walk, so that was good. But I've been doing more of the programming thing. I can report that I'm making progress. I've actually gotten to the point where I've got the feed for the podcast going into this app I'm putting together. So it's actually feeding a little bit, you know. The only downside is that the LOA Today feed, for whatever reason, it's been giving me a problem for quite some time. I tested using the Grass is Greener feed, so I know the feed works.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'd like to call a pause, Walt, because you asked us how we're doing, but I think we'd like to know how you're doing.
Yeah, good point.
I think I'm doing pretty well, thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, I would have liked to have been outside more. I think that's what I was trying to say with what I said a moment ago. It would have been great to be outside more. But on the other hand, I'm making some good progress here. And to me, getting this app together so that it's easier for listeners to listen, that's a big deal. So.
Brilliant.
That makes it a good thing. That makes it a good thing.
And there's motivation for that.
There's summer coming. There's plenty of spring left. You know, it's not like I'm missing anything.
Summer is here. What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's an elongated summer.
It's the unofficial summer. That's what happens after Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
So the unofficial summer, soon to be followed by the official summer.
By the way, still quiet on the Cape. Loving it. No interlopers. I saw one Florida tag. That's all I need. I'm good. Everyone stay in your own state.
Well, weather and warm weather especially is really conducive to feeling good. I mean, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially given what we've all been going through, this is a particularly good time of year to have the warm weather and to encourage us to get outside and so forth. I mean, well, you spend all day outside today. Let me be perfectly blunt about it. Hey, did you give one thought to COVID while you were outside?
Not one.
See, not there one. It is. You just proved it right there. That's how good it is to have great weather. And it's all
except for the times that I see people walking past my street with no masks on, and I'm like, ooh. That's the only time. But they are 6 feet apart, so it's fine.
Okay. All right. But Daniel, I mean, we all know how important well-being is. What better way to get into a high vibration state than to be outside enjoying the weather, even if all you have to enjoy is seashore and beach?
Oh, I know. palm trees and such.
Well, vitamin D is really good. You know, produces great hormones and chemicals in the body associated with a higher vibration, inviting our body to support us in stepping into a higher vibration is deeply aided by just being out, having fresh air, having some sunlight. Even if it's not hot, just sunlight, the vitamin D still is going to do some good.
Yeah, you get the vitamin D, vitamin C actually gets in there a little bit. Yeah, a lot of good things happen. Plus, it just picks you up. It just feels better.
Yeah.
It just feels better.
I think there's a nice little link here to be said for, you know, what happens between our thoughts, chemicals and hormones being produced in our body, and just our vibrational potential based on that. You know, when I'm in a higher vibe environment, the chemicals and hormones being produced in my body gives me a deeper ease of access to higher vibe states, I think, and to maintain them.
Mm-hmm. Just pushes things right along. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've been seeing a lot lately is, this is, you know, all per usual on Facebook, but people complaining about stuff. And it's not terribly surprising, particularly during this time. I mean, I saw something that said that I think here in the U.S., something like 1 out of every 3 Americans is exhibiting signs of clinical depression, which is about twice the normal number. So you know, that's kind of a good indicator just how much people are being affected and why it's so important to get into that high vibration state. But I'm seeing in the Facebook LOA groups, people complaining about all kinds of stuff in the news. And I mean, not like there isn't anything to complain about. If you look at the news, you know, we generally discourage it wherever possible, but people still look at the news. You know, they're as people are in LOA circles are just as susceptible. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. We're just as susceptible to what's going on out there as anybody else is. We know what the tools are. We know what it takes to get into that better feeling place, but we don't always get there. So that's why when weather comes along and the weather is so nice, I mean, it's obvious. And yet people seem to miss it.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They get into their own stuff and get stuck inside their little circles or in their own heads and forget that it's the little tiny things like the sun coming out for, you know, in between clouds is going to make you feel better.
I mean, we talk a lot about how important gratitude is, and Daniel could probably do 20 minutes on gratitude, but the simple fact is it's not all that difficult. All you got to kind of do is pivot around and look outside and say, hey, there's something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
But no. I think that's the fine line between simple and easy.
Yes, true.
Right? Because it's a simple thing, but if we're so caught up in our addiction to the chemicals and hormones being produced by talking about what isn't working and what's dark or what's down, then that pivot becomes infinitely more challenging to make. Mm.
Yeah, there's definitely something to the idea that when you're in a particular vibration, you notice what's in that vibration. It's an exercise. It's a skill that you need to develop in order to see what's beyond your immediate vibrational state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's so easy to do, though. It's just so easy. It's not like...
but I mean, you didn't wake up this morning with that capacity, with that ability. Mm. We all have the capacity. But, you know, it's a practice, and if we've spent all this time firing and wiring neurons to behave in a certain way and to think in a certain way, and our body gets used to the chemicals and hormones being produced by this or that, that pivot gets blocked, essentially, by the commitment at an unconscious level to play out the old patterns, to play out the old patterns, to play out the old patterns. And that's when you get the whole glass half empty, people. Mm-hmm. Right? If I've spent my entire life looking at the glass as being half empty, doesn't matter how many people tell me that it's half full, it's still bloody half empty.
Yep.
And if the payoff within me around, you know, whether it's the social payoff of sharing that shared narrative with others about it being half empty, or the stress from being half empty, I'm addicted to it, and therefore perpetuating those thoughts and patterns, and that's what's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that we have to kind of make a concerted effort to shake it up a little bit.
And how many people are ready to put in the effort to consistently.
I am.
You taste it, but I mean, I did a post on this about this on Twitter and Instagram a little while ago. You know, when you taste the fruit of what it's like to live a life that isn't run by those excuses, is prepared to step out and see the glass half full, then all of the effort and time and energy that goes into making that shift becomes, I would have done that years ago if I knew that this was what's on the other side. But if we have no concept of what's on the other side, or we're not in a position where we're sick and tired enough of being sick and tired to even give it a try, then our potential gets limited to where we are.
That's true. Of course, there's also some good news in all of this, because like you mentioned, Daniel, there are many of us who do take that step. We do kind of, we're willing to learn to live beyond that, that little limited potential we've been living with all this time. And we live the life, you know, we live the life on a daily basis. I saw someone who posted, he was, I guess he's been doing this kind of stuff for about 10 years now. And he was really glad about all the progress he's made. But he was feeling frustrated about being unable to communicate it effectively to friends, family, associates, and so forth who were not into LOA type concepts. And when I saw the way he wrote the thing, something clicked in my mind, and I wrote back to him, you're already doing it. You're living it. When you live it, you become the living example. And you don't have to explain anything to them because they can see it. They may not understand it. But they can see it. They can just see it in your life, in the way you carry yourself, in the way you talk, and the way you do things. It just kind of, it vibrates. Oh, it just, I mean, you can't miss it. And that, I think, regardless of whether anyone knows the theory, whether anyone even knows what it is you're doing, it's going to have, it's bound to have a positive effect on somebody, even somebody who's stuck in that old paradigm. You look hesitant, Daniel.
No, I'm with you on it. It's just I had a message this morning, an email from someone who coached with me. Oh, she still does a little bit of sort of drop-in coaching with me, but she did my Akamic Life Creation program last year. She came to my deep dive weekend in Cabo in January, and she was just like, "Do you know what?" She just looked back and saw, "Oh my God, she just wanted to send an email of gratitude because of the breadcrumbs." But I remember the very, very first time I spoke to her was about 3 years ago. I used to do a lot more of these. I used to do like just free calls. And I gave one of my programs. I said, you know, just I think this might help you and check it out. And, you know, at the time, there was a lot of stuff going on. You know, close family members had passed away. There were challenges in home and not really knowing what to do with purpose. And I've just seen her go from strength to strength to strength because she was really committed to making those changes and following through with it. But then I know people who have worked with me for a little bit or even worked with others for a little bit, and they're given amazing tools and nothing happens with it. You know, and that fine line of those who are ready to make the leap, put the work in, or even just to look on the other side, you know, leave the work bit alone, just to look what's on the other side. There's such a wide number of people that have done both versions of it. Those who have rejected or even said, you know what, I know for a fact I'm not ready to work on this, or I really, really want to work on this. And everything's okay. You know, I mean, I follow the idea of, you know, corresponding lives or past lives, right? And so I'm like, well, maybe this is the Avenger where that's what happens. And a part of my journey has been reducing the importance on whether or not people get it, you know, whether or not someone else is a half full or half empty, and just kind of focusing on being a half full person myself and supporting the people that are ready to be half full people too, and not getting upset or sad, because I used to get really, really sad at watching the half empty people. It's like, why are you half empty? Can't you see all of this potential? And I'd get really, really sad about it. But now I'm just sort of appreciating, I'm learning to be an appreciation of them for their journey and seeing what I can learn from their journey for myself.
That's a great point, because other people become our mirrors in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key ways is that they not only mirror back to us what we're putting out, but they mirror back to us what we have been previously, most recently focused on. So mm-hmm. in other words, it's not just what we're experiencing now. It's also what we were focused on 10 minutes ago. And it's like, sometimes there's a bit of a delay and like, oh, there it is. Now it's showing up. Mm-hmm. So it's like a constant reminder, like, this is where you've been all this time. You like it? Well, maybe you might want to shift it if you don't like it. If you like it, keep going.
Exactly. I mean, the laws of the universe, the laws, not the fluff, but the laws, they are laws because they're repeatable. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't live in an unpredictable, let me be careful how I phrase this. The journey may be unpredictable, but the outcomes are predictable based on the inputs.
Mm, I like that.
Right. So the unknown of the journey isn't met with an unknown of the destination. You can look mm-hmm. at the inputs, and with predictability, you can say what the outcome is going to be. We just don't know how that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's where the surrender comes in, because we're always choosing, even if that choice is happening at a very, very deep level of consciousness, we're always choosing. And the choice is often quite visible in the state that we are around what we do get ongoing, and just by how deliberate someone is in what they're choosing. Because mm-hmm. if someone is not deliberate at all in what they're choosing, then you know they're just purely running on a program, and you could just look at their environment and their results as a general guide for what's going on for them internally. But those of us that are making efforts to keep working on our vibration, work on improving ourselves and so on and so forth, you can just look at what they're choosing. Look at what we're choosing. And when we're doing that and understand that the path to converting that desire into an outcome is always, always, always predictable. The journey, no, but the path, yes. We have universal law. We have collective agreements. We have law of attraction. We have these beautiful, beautiful tools that are available to us to predict our outcome with precision. But we're not always ready to do the work that's demanded of us to gain some agency in that decision-making process, or mm-hmm. to sit in the fire of how our beliefs, our stories, our narratives, and so on and so forth show up as the journey that we go on. Because the universe is not a tyrant. It doesn't throw stuff at us that we haven't asked for at some level of consciousness, whether it's at a soul level for those who believe in soul contracts and so on and so forth, at a karmic level for those who follow that agreement, or even just a mathematical, you know, cause and effect mm-hmm. level. Energetically, we're always, 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 always getting what we ask for. Always.
It's really great, too, when we finally recognize it. I went through years of experiencing all this stuff coming back at me that I was putting out, and I didn't understand why it was coming back. And I thought, you know, well, no, it can't be because I'm putting it out there, because that's just that woo-woo stuff. There's got to be a cause and effect thing going on here.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are a little slow. But then again, I think about somebody like Alex. Now, Alex, you really... You focus on Alex. You live in the Alex world at all times. You know.
Yep.
Do you ever even give any attention to how you're affecting other people, or do you just stay in that Alex world?
The people close to me sometimes, but it has to it's got to be a 2x4. Like I don't see it very often in looking at it myself until someone taps me on the shoulder and goes, hey, that was kind of rude, or hey, good for you for saying that. You know, I don't really pay attention to that type of stuff. I just do what I do and say what I say.
So you're not really aware at any given time I'm having this impact on somebody else?
No, not at all.
Because that's the other piece of this thing. There are a lot of people who do high vibration work and they don't even notice that they're impacting other people, usually for the good, in a positive way. You're just kind of oblivious to it.
I think it's better that way, because like, you don't want to be the type of person who's like out there doing it to look for accolades and pats on the back and stuff like that. That's the wrong type of energy that you're sending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So, but you know, there's also the good days where we get emails and they're like, oh, you've impacted mm-hmm. my life so much. I listen to this podcast every day. And it's like, oh, thanks guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely a pick me up. No doubt.
Those always feel good.
Yeah. I think it is worthwhile, though, to kind of take stock periodically and just say,
what kind of impact am I having on other people? You know?
But then you could drive yourself crazy trying to figure it out, though.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? Well, I always find that those little messages of just the reminder, like the nudges from the universe that it is doing something, come to me when I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about it. Like those times when I get in my head and I'm like, does anyone actually do this beyond intention stuff? Am I just like in my head, like this false notion that this actually is anything? And like the imposter syndrome kicks in. And then I'm like, and they're like, do you know what? Who cares? I live a kick-ass life. That's what's important. Maybe. Yeah. And like in those moments, I completely forget the messages like I got this morning, or because I'm doing the masterclass this week, I'm getting a bit like higher than normal traffic of like messages and so on and so forth. But it's when I'm just like, do you know what? I'm just grooving and shaking with life. And if anyone wants to join this two-step with me, then come along, the music's playing. That's when it's like, oh, by the way, I've been listening to your podcast for all this time and blah, blah, blah. It's like, really? I didn't even know that we're friends on Facebook. No, seriously, because there are people that kind of, they lurk. They never actively engage with anything.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember someone sent me a screenshot of like a post. They were like, oh, this is like one of my favorite posts of yours. Like, dude, I've never seen you like anything of mine. You just like so, just let it go, man. Just have fun with the dance.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're right that we it tends to kind of slip in there when we're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what I was alluding to. I mean, I agree. You don't really want to go out of your way to go look for it.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to be alert and just be aware when it does come through, because it's for no other reason than because it's another opportunity to be appreciative.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, it gives you a chance to be grateful.
Yeah.
I'm with what Daniel's saying. As long as your life is good, obviously you're doing something right. So
yeah, no kidding.
You're doing it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not like you need to have the reassurance of that. I just kind of like to...
I like to kind of take stock on what kind of feedback am I getting from people. And usually it's good, but every once in a while I might get something that I don't really like what I got back. And I guess most people would tend to say, well, there's something wrong with that other person. But for me, it's more like, geez, what did I do to put that one out?
Mm.
It's kind of a self-correcting mechanism, like, I must have done something vibrationally to inspire that. Not that I want to beat myself up or anything like that. It's kind of like an opportunity to say, is there some other area I need to work on? There might very well be.
Yeah, every once in a while you get some constructive criticism.
Yeah. And
it's how you take it.
Take it like that too.
Did I tell you about the woman who out of the blue decided to tell me to be more authentic in my pictures? Did I?
No.
What do you mean authentic in your pictures?
I'm not sure how you're going to do that, but go ahead.
It was really interesting because that was a really big like learning moment for me because.
Okay.
So this woman who I don't even know we're friends on Facebook again, never liked or comments on anything, never, I didn't even know we were connected. Let me read you the message. Let me see if I can find the message to read it to you.
Okay.
If I can.
Well, it's always good to have the original if we can get it.
Yeah, it's just, because I was just like, okay, bro. no, I don't think I'm going to find it. I don't remember what her name was. But she just sort of hopped in my inbox and was like, oh, like, I really love your message and this and that, da, da, da. But, you know, just from the heart, or take this from the heart or whatever, I think you'd really sparkle if you just threw some authenticity in there or something like that. Oh yeah, really enjoyed reading your latest post. Your pics that you pose in are nice. Don't take this the wrong way, but if you included authenticity in them, they would shine with a brighter spark. Namaste.
Namaste. So how are you supposed to be more authentic in your pictures? Like, it's a picture of you, so how more authentic can you get?
Well, the thing is, what was really funny is that, so I overcome this thing of needing to explain myself.
Yeah.
And not wanting people to have the wrong idea. And I was like, I need to like tell you, well, because most of my pictures are candid pictures. I don't really pose for pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I do, I do it like in a joking way. You'll know I'm posing for the picture.
Right.
Like, I've had a couple of photo shoots, but they were really awkward. So he just said, look, just have fun and mess around. And I was just like sort of playing around in different outfits, and he took different pictures. And that was that's the photo shoots I've done.
Yeah.
So there is nothing but, it was an authentically caught moment. And my posts don't tend to be construed ahead of time. Right. Maybe I get an idea, but I sit in the moment and I write, even my Instagram posts and stuff. So it was really funny that I had this, I felt this fire up urge, and I was like, you know what? She's on her journey. I'm on mine.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So I just said, thank you. And left it at that.
And she wanted a picture of a puppy. That's what it was. She wanted a picture of you holding a puppy.
I said, thank you. She didn't respond to my thank you. I felt like I need to do this post talking about, well, yeah, I've transcended. And this is the first time I've spoken about it. I've not even spoken about it. And that was I don't know how long ago it was. Mm. It was a while ago. But it's like, yeah, she's on her path. It's like a month ago or whatever. She's on her path. She's doing her thing. It's like, all right, bro.
Do you, boom. It's okay.
Well, actually, your story illustrates perhaps why it's a good idea not to go looking for stuff. And on the other hand, it also illustrates when we get feedback, it isn't always about us.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean,
you have to be able to kind of learn how to differentiate. Is this my vibration or is this their vibration? Yeah. Whose vibration is at play here?
Just not getting caught up in it.
Right. Yeah. Because you definitely don't want to get caught up in somebody else's.
Easily done. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in that moment, and here's where the whole thing for me of transmuting comes in. Because this could be an echo of a past vibration of yours that you haven't quite shaken out the match to, that sort of law of gestation's kicked in and it's come in as an echo. Or it could even be that in that moment, you'd slipped into a vibration that matched it. But here and now, from a space of awareness, you can transmute your relationship to it, and it can be a lesson of where you were, or a lesson of where you don't want to go, you don't want to be going forward. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I was like, okay, cool, maybe I had been inauthentic. I don't know. Maybe I was. And I actually use it as an opportunity to check in with myself to make sure that I am in my heart and I'm being authentic. And I actually hit pause on doing anything for the rest of the day. And I just checked in and I just used it as an invitation to get deeper in my heart, to make sure that there wasn't an egoically led thing going on, regardless, because the second that I did that, I removed any shred of inauthenticity from what I'd done. And I just made sure that I was diving in deeper within myself and making sure that I was showing up in authenticity going forward.
My guess is you probably found you were.
I was. I didn't find anything in there, but I was actually able then to step into appreciation for the weird message because it gave me the opportunity to just check in.
And that appreciation, even though she didn't respond to it, it was a she, I think, but even though that person didn't respond to it, I'm willing to bet it got through because since you went through the process and you knew, okay, this wasn't really me, then it had to be her projecting. There really wasn't, there are no third parties in this. It was you or it was her. That was about it.
But, you know, I think it's important just in being gentle with ourselves as humans to recognize that there may be times when maybe we were a little ego-led or maybe we were a little this or a little that. But here we can hit the replay on that moment energetically and transmit it to be anything else. Mm-hmm. Maybe we were matching something a little disempowering before, but it's the past now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And here in the now, we can completely re-know it as an experience that empowers us going forward, and then it becomes a gift. So, I mean, and this for me is one of the things about staying present and taking advantage of the beauty of the now. It is that, wow, it doesn't actually matter who, what, or why I was before. Here and now, I can choose to step into being absolutely anything that I want.
That's so important.
The possibility returns to the now. Yeah. And I choose to celebrate that.
Absolutely. And with good reason, because that, like you were saying, that's the only thing you really have to celebrate anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. And the fact is when somebody like that comes along, I mean, I was alluding to the fact that that person was probably projecting, but I was saying that because by the same token, you were responding in a very upbeat, positive, reinforcing, appreciative way. And that message got through to her, even if she didn't respond directly in a way that told you it got through, it still got through. Mm-hmm. And so ultimately, I mean, she was projecting for some reason. We don't know what the reason was. We don't have to know. But whatever that reason was, you gave back to her appreciation. That appreciation was a positive vibe. Mm-hmm. So she got something that she needed out of it. Mm-hmm. Just because of the way you responded. And you'll probably never even know what she got.
No. And you know where the real power is, I think? Doing an Alex on it and not really giving two flying hoots anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so this is my response. You may or may not have a response to my response, but that's your problem, not mine. I'm Gucci.
That's why I love the when people slide into my DMs on Facebook, because I just give them the thumbs up and I just keep it moving.
Like,
and I'll purposely make sure it's the big one, so I'm like, and I'm like, okay.
Bye. Bye.
I was going to say, we got an email. I don't know if I want to share exactly what it was about, but it wasn't one of our positive emails, and it was directed towards me. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was written in a way where, okay, so if it went to Walt first, and then Walt knows to filter things out and then give them to me. And so he gave it to me. And I was like, this upsets me, because I, one of my things is being misunderstood, and I can't stand being misunderstood. So I'm like, this is not how I want to be portrayed. But then again, on the other hand, it's one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for the masses, not the one. But at the same time, like, I want to take everybody's opinion into account and try to, you know, make it good. So make sure the show is good for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I took a couple of days to myself, because initial reaction is not the one I wanted to give.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a couple of days to myself, and then Walt goes, hey, did you write back to that person yet? And I'm like, I still need a couple more days. And then I ended up writing them a really nice email explaining my situation and saying, I'm sorry for whatever you've heard on that one episode. There are hundreds of other ones you can enjoy without that topic. Please come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that's how I went with it. And I took
No, carry on. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I took it as constructive criticism, but I also took it with a grain of salt, because I had to remember not everyone's writing it about this one subject. It's just one person.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I remember which situation it was too.
All the people all the time.
I think I remember which situation it was, and it was a little bit uncomfortable, I know. But on the other hand, the most important thing was the person needed to be heard, and you heard that person.
Yeah, yeah. I felt there are some emails that I'll just be like, okay, bye. But, you know, I felt like this one was important, so I took the time out to let them know you have been heard. Thank you.
That's nice. Personally, I thought that particular situation maybe was a little bit overboard.
Yeah, I agree.
But the most important thing is, I mean, especially was
I feel in the dark.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Tell me later, alligator.
But it was a listener. It was a good listener, and it was somebody who was saying something heartfelt, and that person needed to hear something.
Yeah.
And they heard what they needed to hear.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what matters.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter what happened in between. What matters is what vibration do you take away from it.
Yeah, and that's why I felt I needed the couple of days to take a breather and not, again, I say, my initial reaction is never the good one. So if you ever see me sitting and stewing in my own thoughts, it's because I'm going through reactions. I like to, it's like on Facebook, where you have your reaction button, and it's like, do I like, do I love, do I care, which one is it? And then all the way to angry face. Mine flipped around until I get to the thumbs up. So I have to go through the reactions till I get to the thumbs up.
You have to kind of work your way through. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So you know what? Talking about the appreciation, I actually, there's this musical artist that a friend of mine sent me who I've been listening to on Spotify for like a couple of years now. I just love, they've got a couple of their albums that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really, I mean, it's one of the powers of Spotify. You don't know if someone's like a massive artist or someone's making stuff in their bedroom, you know, they will get the equal opportunity. And I looked and I was like, do you know what? I just felt really cool to make this person feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, do you know what? I'm going to support them. I'm going to like buy their album, whatever. And then, because I've been listening for free for all this time, I said, you know, have they got a show? Maybe I can share about it. And they didn't have any shows up. And then I saw, you know, they're actually, for the quality of what they're producing, they're not really getting the recognition.
Yeah.
So I followed them on Instagram and I gave them a shout out, and they were really, really grateful. And they're like, oh, thank you. And they follow me back on Instagram, and some of their friends are like, thanks for supporting him and blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
It's like, how many times do we overlook how much impact that little word of gratitude to someone, even, mm-hmm. you know, this person doesn't know who I am from Adam, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just some person on the other side of the internet that listens to their music, but
yeah.
it's a little effect on me, and I took the time out just to say thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that was the day that they were thinking about giving up.
Yeah.
It's always possible. Sure. Yeah. And you actually served an LOA purpose for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they were putting stuff out there that maybe they hadn't been getting the kind of reaction they were looking for. And mm-hmm. maybe, like you say, they were kind of at wit's end. And then all of a sudden you gave them the LOA moment that they've been waiting for.
Yeah. And they're like, my music sucks, but Daniel likes it.
I've had this with like my album that took me, I think 12 years before I like openly published it and let people know this is my pseudonym.
Mm. Like a few people
knew it was my singing name. Technically, some people might have known because I did a couple of music. I used to do a lot of underground music, like in the UK, underground hip hop and a style of music called grime. I'd like to do vocals and some house people, but I wouldn't go in the music video.
Okay.
Sometimes I wouldn't even let them tag my name on it. I'd sort of like, it's under the radar. And then there was this one music video I did go in, one where you can clearly see it's me, one you can't really see it's me, and I just didn't tell anyone that it was me. And then when I finally did put it out, it's like, I was like, oh my God, this is really nice. So thank you. And I really love this. I was like, oh, okay.
It's not that bad out here.
But that really helped, I think, to understand that, you know, there are people out there that are doing stuff for passion, doing stuff for the love. Maybe it's being overlooked by others, just how much they would be really, really grateful to hear that people are grateful for, even just, hey, I see what you're doing, or, you know, keep going or whatever. And so I do my best now when I do have that call, that inspiration to give people that love and affection to do it.
Which makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, when you consider how easy it is with social media these days to do that, to give that kind of love. I mean,
why not?
You know?
Yeah.
It's a great.
I share my friends' stuff all the time. Like if I a lot of my friends in my class from class of 2002, Randolph High, what up? we are all talented in our own ways. So like a lot of my friends are in Hollywood doing stuff. And like my friend Keisha, she does a lot of stunt doubling for a lot of the Marvel movies. So every time I see your name in the credits, I'll take a screenshot of the credits and I'll put it on my page. And I'm like, oh, God, get it, Keisha. Okay, good for you. Or like my boy Nick, I'll be like, oh, I saw you on Dance with the Stars last night. Congratulations. Like I'm always blowing people up. Or like random stuff. Like Daniel said, a random band that I like. And I'm like, you know what? You went to Berkeley. Good for you. I'm going to shout you out just because you're from my town.
All right. That's great. Yeah. I'm sure they appreciate it too.
Oh, yeah.
It makes the world go around.
Exactly.
And that's the point. I think that's ultimately the point that I was trying to allude to earlier. All these little things about just noticing stuff and responding to stuff and so forth, it builds that global vibration level.
Yeah.
It builds it individually. It builds it as a society. It builds it in ways that people don't even see, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really valuable to remember that. Sometimes, especially like in the middle of this thing we've been going through, it can be really hard to remember that good things are going on.
Yeah.
And I mentioned earlier, 1/3 of the population here in the U.S. exhibiting symptoms of clinical depression.
Mm. Now,
clearly, those are people who are not seeing the good thing going on, you know?
Mm.
I knew that was going to happen. A lot of people inside by themselves, nothing but their thoughts. Yeah.
And it'll come back down, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
But every single one of these little things that we do like this, that our listeners do, that the people in our circles do, they all contribute to helping people climb out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see it. They don't even know it.
Nope.
They aren't, the people who are receiving it are probably not even aware it's happening, but it's happening anyway.
And that's what we're here for.
It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. Linda Armstrong loves to do this little thing where she walks down the street or, you know, she's going shopping or whatever, and she'll see somebody who's struggling and she'll just send them love.
Aww.
Just send some love, you know, energetic. Mm-hmm. And knowing that if that person is in any way receptive to it, it'll help them. And if it bounces off of them, it'll go to somebody else who needs it.
The love does not go unused.
Mm-hmm. It always goes to some sort of valuable purpose. So,
and it creates a love vacuum too in her.
Yeah. Experience.
You know, when I
love vacuum, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So a love vacuum.
When I talk about value vacuums, when I'm teaching people about creating abundance, in fact, it's one of the things we're going to make a note, talk about in the masterclass today. Okay. Thank you, universe, because I completely forgot about value vacuums. So obviously, nature abhors a vacuum. So you can almost kickstart flow in your direction by giving the same thing because you get the mirror image. So if from a clean heart coherent space, I give something without thinking about it coming in back to me, it creates a gap energetically that the universe has to fill up. It's like if you take a river and you dig a ditch on the side of the river, water's going to fill into it. Mm. Water's not going to say, oh, hi ditch, we're just going to keep going. Now the river's going to spill off into that ditch. And we can do that energetically in our lives too. So when she's, you know, just like, you know what, I just feel like I'm going to give some love to that person. Mm-hmm. It creates a vacuum, and that vacuum gets filled by whatever we are in the moment. Mm-hmm. So if she's giving from a place of love, giving, so she's giving and it's all give, then it brings the magnetically calls in the same for her. That's why when we give, but we're thinking miserly thoughts, or, you know, we're tight-fistedly giving, or we're giving from a space of scarcity, we're still vibrating at the energy of scarcity. So some more scarcity feels the left. But right. If I'm giving and holding abundance here, this massive electromagnetic thing that we've got going here in our heart center calls in something to fill it in. We've got a gap. We've got to fill it up. It's love. I see you, boo-boo. Love coming your way. Okay. And the expansion happens.
Yeah. I love that little impersonation of how it actually communicates. That's pretty
cool. That was fantastic. We've got a gap.
That was my audition for Grass is Greener.
Nice. We will find some place to put you if you have the time.
I'll make time for that.
Definitely. There'll be a role for you, no doubt.
Yeah, I think we need someone British, I think.
I'm going to have my IMDb page up soon, so I'll be able to say.
Oh, snap.
Voice actor on Grass is Greener. And I'll do like my headshot, a completely inauthentic douchey shot.
I was just going to say that. But you got to hold a puppy.
For those of you who aren't subscribed to the video, you didn't get to see my douchey face. So
no one really did today, except for if you're on Facebook.
Well, even Facebook, that failed 15 minutes through. So
awesome. Great.
Good news is I still record the video locally, so I'm going to upload it in both places so people can see it anyway. So they will see it.
Great.
But not live.
Yeah.
Well, that was the, you guys all.
That was the segue, but we ruined it.
I need to work on my segue skills.
No, you're very good at your segues. We just talk right over you. We're like, yeah, no, but Daniel. Yeah,
you're very exactly. Good, just not very effective. There, just talk about intentions. There.
Oh my God. Woo, that was funny.
So would it be like totally inappropriate if we actually took the segue and did something with it now?
No, I think we should do it right now.
We should probably do it right now.
I would really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, then
we have to. It's awkward now. We have to.
I mean, we appreciate you, so we have to. It's kind of, it's a requirement. I think they passed a law about it. But
now I have the hiccups. I hate you guys.
All that is a long-winded way of saying, are you subscribed? If you're not subscribed, please become a subscriber. And it's very simple to do. If you haven't figured out how to do it, just go to the homepage of our website, loatoday.net. And you'll see instructions at the top of the page how to do it. It's usually one or two clicks. Also, check us out on YouTube. And Alex is always our YouTube presenter. We call her Alex Vanna Black. So, Alex, how do we do this?
Oh, dead. Alex Vanna Black. Cut it out. Oh, my God. This is why I have the hiccups. This is the problem.
That's right.
So anyways.
Blame.
So what you want to do is...
I would have said that earlier if I'd known I was going to get that reaction. I mean, geez.
I just lost it. I had a snort and everything. It was great. Okay. So if you go to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, and then look for our smiling faces, you can look below. There is a red subscribe button. Click that red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there's a little silver bell. Make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we are live.
Beautifully done. Absolutely beautifully done.
Thank you.
And Daniel was, by the way, appreciating the fact that we were taking a segue. I don't know if you saw it, but he was lip syncing to us in the background.
Oh, there. I saw it. Yeah.
I mean, our viewers of the video can't see it, but we can see it. Daniel did a beautiful job.
Mad skills.
Mad skills, yo.
Now, that's a nice little silly bit of silliness we were doing there, but actually, it was illustrating what you were just talking about filling that love gap or that energy gap. Because we kind of created an awkward gap there, and it filled in pretty quickly. And
it filled in with laughter.
With some pretty high level, pretty high energy stuff.
Yeah.
And it took almost no work. It took a little embarrassment, but that's about it.
Well, I don't get embarrassed.
No, that's true. I do the embarrassing for you.
Even when you're telling dad jokes on live TV, I'm like, oh.
That's especially when I do it.
I'm like, it's all right. It's all right. He's got white hair. It's fine. Let him slide.
I never really thought about that. There's an actual advantage to having white hair. You're right.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. Well, it's an advantage if you're ready to see it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What? Was that a bounce back to the original topic? What?
That's normally
Wolf's
done. Job.
You're Wolf's right.
Is the one that corrals us back to where we're supposed to be.
Well, he was the gap, so you filled it.
You're doing a splendid job. That's all I can say, Daniel. You're doing a splendid job.
So I'll stop it. No, don't. I'll stop it. No, don't.
You guys.
All right. Well, we're going to see if we can kind of repeat magic because Tuesday's show, we were having a good time and we were just talking about stuff kind of, generally and we weren't really focused on a topic. And then in the last 7 or 8 minutes, Daniel realized that he had a masterclass to go to, went into overdrive, and was just super Daniel for like 7 or 8 minutes. In fact, he was such a high level of super Daniel, he asked me for a copy of the tape just so he could have that to share it, because it was really that good. It was great.
That's going on the Do It With Dan podcast. It's definitely going on.
Nice.
I mean, you were just hitting it. You were killing it. And it was fabulous. So I don't know if we can make lightning strike twice, but we'll see if we can find a way to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm going to give you a statement with a blank at the end. Kind of, we were talking about game shows the other day. So this is like a little mini game show we're going to play. And I'm going to ask you guys, both of you, to fill in the blank. Okay. Ooh. We're going to make it really, really easy. So we'll start off with something. Let's see. Something that you should never share on Facebook about your ex. What is the one thing you never share on Facebook?
You know why that's hilarious?
There's not enough time. Why do you do this to me?
Because just as you said that, Olga literally walked into the room. And she's laughing. You're laughing, babe. You didn't hear. Oh, I just ruined it.
All right, I'm gonna keep mine short and sweet.
Okay.
Anything.
Yeah.
You don't share anything about your ex because you look thirsty. Okay. They're your ex for a reason. Bye.
Just leave it in the past.
Yes. Move on to the future. That's like going on a first date and all you do is talk about your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend the whole entire time. Come on, girl.
Well, I think what that generally tends to demonstrate, is that there's still a connection. And I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that the death of a relationship energetically is like the death of a person. The energy's still gone from your life, and it does require a grieving. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to go through that grieving process so that you're not running off into the next relationship, carrying that energy in. Because even if people don't know it, they will feel it.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Yeah.
And very neatly avoided the question, too. The question was, what should you not say on Facebook about your ex?
Should not say anything. Nothing should be said.
This is what I'm saying.
Just that.
Say less.
See, Alex, you said it so beautifully, he couldn't add to it.
If you feel the need to say something, then go back and, from a space of integrity, check in with the energy that you still have around your ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because maybe you're not ready for that new relationship if you're still talking about them on, and on social media. Come on.
Like
everybody sees that. So everybody's like, okay, really? I thought we were over him and or her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a very all-inclusive, politically correct.
I usually am all-inclusive.
Bringing everyone into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's flip the scenario around. We're going to flip it around to one that most people don't do, although it'd probably be a good idea to do.
Yes.
And that is, now that you are, we're going to assume, now that you're ready to leave that ex behind permanently, mm-hmm. what story are you going to tell on Facebook?
Nothing.
Nothing.
About what you do want going forward.
Oh, nice pivot. Mm. Do you know what?
That's tough.
You know, a big thing? I wouldn't even make it about another person. Like, if you want to have true healing, make it about you. Like, what do you want to contribute? We did that when we did the Mind Movie webinar. The last Mind Movies and Vision Boards webinar class that I did a couple of weeks ago, wherever it was, is just reframing statements about what I'm going to be giving, not what I want.
Mm.
So I want a relationship that's this, this, and this. No, I intend and create that I show up like this, this, and this in relationship. And then the law of attraction will kick in and I'll get that back anyway. Because actually, if I'm looking for it or asking for it, I'm coming from a space of lack. Whereas if I'm just giving without thought, it creates that value love vacuum that calls it in anyway.
So give us an example. Just make, pick a pseudo topic that kind of illustrates it.
So if, let's say, for example, you come out of a relationship where there was trust issues, right? Okay. There was dishonesty or whatever, I would say, I am committed to being an honest, forthright, whole and fully present person in relationship.
Okay.
And I'd work on doing that versus I need to check your story or I need to make sure I don't pick someone that did what they did before and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know.
Right. Instead, I'll just make it more about how I'm showing up my vibration and spend time focusing on opening up to the possibility of that by thinking thoughts and mentally rehearsing how I'm showing up, not what's coming back, but how I'm showing up, because that will bring me back. Same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great point, because we often do put ourselves into a place of attracting from a position of lack without intending to, and that's a great way to get around it, to basically shift away from any possibility of it happening, just because you're not trying to attract something, you're just trying to put something out.
And that was the difference for me between one dating app and Facebook dating. It's when I looked at my other one and then I was looking at what I was posting and I said, you know what? I want to put out there what type of person I am as opposed to what I... And the only thing I did not do that with is at the very end, I said, must not smoke and love dogs. And I got a smoker with cats. So that, you see what happens? All the cats. Okay. So that, learn by example.
Once again, be very careful about what you put out there.
Yes.
Because what you hear, it's going to come back to you.
Yep, exactly.
Maybe not from the same place, but it's going to come back to you.
I love it. Complete with eyebrows.
Oh, man.
I got to ask you, though. You said it was better with Facebook. Are you saying that the Facebook app itself inspired you to do that, or you just decided to do that when you tried?
In conversation with you, I think probably at one point I was realizing what I was putting out there. I was like, I don't want no cheaters. I don't want no liars.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anybody under 5'7". You know what I mean? I was one of those. Okay. Bye, Daniel. So
I've got to bounce, guys. Got the last day of the masterclass. But love you, love you, love you. And
all thanks right.
Thanks everyone tuning in.
Have a good day.
I promise.
That's what I'm going to say. Peace out.
Bye.
Later on, Daniel.
But yeah, so I decided to flip it around and say, okay, I'm loyal. I'm honest. And basically everything Daniel said is just, I put down what I am hoping to find in the same thing. And that's what I got, except for the very end where I said no smokers and must love dogs.
Well, that's why I wanted you to clarify it, because it could have sounded like it was the app that did it, but no, it was the app.
No, it was me. It was me. Yeah. It probably would have worked better if I did it on all of my apps, but it just so happens I was switching over at the time that I decided to change my attitude.
Well, plus also a lot of those apps you kind of left behind because you had, you know,
unpleasant. Oh, yeah. Three or four years, I was like, I'm over it. Throw it in a river.
So, you know, it's not like you had to go back and fix all of them. Just doing it in one place is all. Apparently, it's all you needed was just do it in one place.
Apparently.
It happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did you have to wait from the moment that you posted the app until Kenny shows up?
A week.
I mean, that's quick.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like the way that it's set up, you put your boundaries. So you put how many miles away you want to meet people. And my boundaries were at like 25, 20, 30, 33 miles away, I think, because I like numbers that repeat. And he naturally lived in New Bedford. No, not close to 33 miles away. Happened to be visiting his mother and checking the app that day, the day that we both saw each other. Who lives across town. So if he didn't see me that day, we never would have met because he would have been in New Bedford the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
So a lot of synchronicities happened that day.
Oh, so many. So many. It's insane.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, why did they happen? They happened because you changed your message.
Yes, changed my message, and we both realized that we went through all the crap we went through to get to be ready for each other at this point in time.
That is a great summary of what to focus on instead of how you with my ex.
Yeah.
Focus instead on what have you learned? What have I learned?
Yes.
What have I developed? How have I grown? What have I grown away from? What have I grown to?
Exactly.
Oh boy, that stuff is so much more important than any ex. Exes are, like you said, I don't remember exactly how you said it, but they're best left in the past.
Yes, exactly. They're exes for a reason. Some people are here for a reason. Some people are here for a season. Either way, there's a lesson to be learned.
And it's not like that's the only one.
Right. Yeah, not usually.
I mean, I think that's why people get so wrapped up about exes.
At some
deep down level, they're afraid, well, it's going to be the only one.
It never is.
It's like a bus route.
It's like a what?
A bus route.
A bus route. Another one will be along in 15 minutes.
Right. It's a bus route. Or in your case, a week, which is actually a pretty short period of time, you know?
It really is, yeah.
Cool stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, this is one of the more unusual podcasts we've done lately. I mean, YouTube feed didn't work. Facebook feed failed after 15 minutes. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We did a lot of flip-flop pivoting.
Yep.
And we stayed on topic. How did we do that?
I don't know, Walt. I just come here every day at 4. I don't know. I don't know how we get here at 5. I don't know.
The only way that I ever find out is when you send me the hashtags, and then it all makes sense. You know?
Which I can't do today till I get my new phone. I'm still waiting for UPS.
Oh, you don't have it yet?
No. That's why I had no hashtags on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's not there yet. You thought it was going to be there by now.
It was supposed to be here yesterday. Then they told me, oh, it's going to be late. And now they said by 3:30. And then now it's by 9 o'clock. So I'm bro.
Okay.
I could have picked it up at this point.
See, this is another example of how Alex doesn't dwell on the stuff she doesn't like. She dwells on the stuff that she does like when she's doing the show, particularly because she hasn't even mentioned the fact that her cell phone broke.
Yeah.
You haven't even mentioned, I'm the one who's mentioning it for the first time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. True.
You know, and pretty well smashed, I might add. I mean, you said,
it's gone.
It was done in.
Yeah. I just keep plugging it in because I can't tell at what point it's charged. So I'm just like, And I luckily I know where everything on my screen is, so I can kind of sort of use it, but I don't know.
Assuming that you can get to that part of the screen.
I could still use the screen. It just doesn't, my finger doesn't really know what it's doing. So I'm like, hey, Google, text Walt. And, you know, that's how I do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you got through the week just fine. You're going to have your new phone today. Tonight
it's
going to show up and everything is going to be great once again.
Everything will be golden.
So, good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And live streamers, we apologize that you couldn't participate, but hopefully it'll all get ironed out tomorrow. I don't even know how because I don't deal with the horrible house. I let YouTube and Zoom take care of all that stuff. I just know that it somehow gets fixed. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's all you need.
We may even get to the point where we need to live stream to both YouTube and Facebook just so we have coverage somewhere, you know?
I think we should,
You know, that actually takes a little more work on my end to set all that up and test it and so forth.
Two more buttons. Yeah.
Well, it's also, you know, test to see how it's going to work because I can't do it on just one machine. I have to do two machines if you're live in two places because Zoom doesn't actually give you the opportunity to do both at the same time through Zoom. You have to kind of enable things a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a lot of work.
Yeah. But we'll get there. We'll definitely.
We'll get there.
So thank you. Have a great weekend. Stay out in the sun as much as you can. Enjoy yourself.
Oh no, I got my summer color. I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done. This is,
you don't go, you don't, you're not going to go outside at all?
Oh, I'm going to go outside. It's going to be sunscreen though. Like, this is as dark as I get. No, I'm done.
Well, you know, sunscreen is great anyway. You want that, but that doesn't mean you want to be out of the sun. You want to be, out where it's fun. That's where the good stuff is.
I mean, yeah. With a blanket.
That was very lukewarm. Anyway, have a great weekend. Thank you very much to all of our podcast listeners. We will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.